I have to admit that I have very little faith in the possibility of being enlightened in this lifetime. Perhaps stream entry. Is stream entry a realistic possibility for many of us if leading householder lives? It's not only a realistic possibility, it's probably the best possibility or best realistic possibility. On a certain level, whether one is a monastic or a layperson, there's probably a lot more efficacy in having the setting a goal for oneself towards stream entry than because sometimes if you set a something incredibly refined as an object of one's aspirations, and it's hard to sometimes harder to realize, whereas stream entry is actually you can get your hands on it a bit more easily and get a sense of, oh yeah, right, yeah, oh. And not only is it desirable, it's doable, eminently doable. And if one looks at the suttas, when the Buddha gives the most common criteria for a person who is a stream enterer, is, say, one with unshakable confidence in the Buddha, unshakable confidence in the Dhamma, unshakable confidence in the Sangha, and being established in the basically in the five precepts, and in virtue. So that's not outside of one's capability at all. And it's also in terms of the effect that it has, it sets one on an inexorable trajectory towards full realization, so that it's absolutely worth really considering. There's a whole chapter on it in the book The Island. Well, actually, maybe even a couple chapters, because it is something that, say, in our culture, we tend to set our desires on the most subtle, the most refined, the way our mind goes, and then sometimes it can be discouraging. So to take something like stream entry and really break it down and get a feel for it is really, really an important part of encouraging oneself in the practice and recognizing that's really, really something that is possible.